It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We examine real estate market conditions in parts of Wisconsin and how a slowdown in home buying affects the livelihood of real estate agents. You can call in with a question, share your thoughts at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Michael Sewell is a realtor and past president of the Realtors Association of Northeast Wisconsin. Michael, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. Glad to be here.
Yes, and Paula Hall here as well, Executive Vice President of the Realtors Association of Northeast Wisconsin. Paula, welcome.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. Paula, let's start with you. The National Association cites that last year the number of realtors hit record highs nationwide. St. Louis Fed saying national home prices are over $100,000 more than in 2019. So how do home prices affect the number of realtors?
We do see it kind of ebb and flow with how home sales are going with how many members that we have. If you go back to pre-COVID numbers, we were a little bit lower. We're probably, in our area, we were lower. Well, actually, in all of Wisconsin, nationally, we were lower. And then what you saw, which is very common for the realtor industry, real estate licensees industry, is that most people come from other industries when they become a realtor or a licensed real estate agent. So after COVID, you had people in the restaurant industries. Anyone that had those downsizes because mm-hmm. of COVID kind of looked into the real estate industry to see if it would work for them. And a lot of them came in, and it did work because we started to have the housing boom then that started in 2020. 2021 was the peak of it. And then in 2022, you started to see things slow down a bit because of lack of inventory.
Michael, what did you witness with the pandemic influence and the number of agents entering the profession?
Well, just like Paul said, we did have an increase in agents joining after the pandemic or during the pandemic. And as with the housing market slowing down with regard to inventory, lack of inventory, then, of course, we have people that are struggling a little bit because sales are down, the number of sales are down. So with more agents available in the market, it is a little bit of a struggle for agents right now.
What does it take to become a realtor?
It requires 72 hours of training, specific training, and then passing a test administered by the state in order to get a real estate license. Once you have a real estate license, then you can decide whether or not you would like to join the Realtor Association, which is a trade association. The National Association of Realtors is at the national level, then the Wisconsin Realtor Association is state, and then we also have local, the Realtor Association Northeast Wisconsin, in our case, in Appleton, Green Bay, and that general Northeast area. Being part of the Realtor Association is what you were talking about, membership. And that is people that are active in real estate as licensees. Most likely they're going to be joining the Realtor Association. And that's where you have the number of people that are, you said the numbers were up nationally.
Paula, just in recent days, our state assembly passed a bill that would allow people with licenses from other states to potentially operate in Wisconsin. Should realtors be allowed to practice across state lines?
As long as you are competent to practice in the state of Wisconsin, we have approved forms, which is very important, and not every state has that. So I think it really comes down to the competency. Do you know your market? Are you able to serve your clients and customers to the best of your abilities when you are outside of the area of where you are stationed?
Paula Hall with us, Michael Sewell, Paula, current executive vice president, and Michael, former president of the Realtors Association of Northeast Wisconsin, as we take a look at market conditions and hear what you're experiencing in your area. Call in with a question, share thoughts at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Michael, St. Louis Fed says there are roughly half as many homes for sale now than in the middle of 2017. And you say low home availability makes it more important for sellers to work with their agents. So why is that?
Well, when we have low inventory, when we have low inventory, it means that we're going to have a lot of competition for each listing that's out there. I think it's very important for buyers to work with qualified professionals, people who are experienced, because they want to make sure that in a competitive market like that, you want to put your best foot forward. You want to put put together the best offer that you possibly can. Every buyer's circumstances are unique to that particular buyer. And a good real estate agent, a good realtor, will be able to assist them in putting together the best offer they can in a competitive market. And the old days, you would write an offer, you might get a counter offer, you might want to counter back. That's not going to happen in a market where you have so much competition. You want to make sure you get your best offer on the table right away so that you can be considered. From a seller standpoint, because you're likely to have more than one offer coming to you, you're going to need the professional help of an experienced realtor to filter through all of the offers that you have, whether it be two or three, or in some cases, eight or 10, to make sure that you can figure out which is the best offer for you.
Michael, what makes an offer stand out?
Well, a number of things is going to make it stand out, and it's not always price. In fact, one of the things that an inexperienced seller may look at is, gosh, this is the best price. This will probably be the best offer. Well, if it involves a loan, you're going to have to look and see how much down payment the buyer has. That could affect how strong an offer is. And the real estate agent may say, gosh, with coming in with a low amount of money down and a really high price, if this doesn't appraise properly, we may be renegotiating the price at a later date to keep the deal together. An inexperienced seller may not recognize that as an issue, but certainly an experienced realtor will be able to point out those kinds of things and help the seller make the best choice as to what's the best offer in terms of terms that are favorable to the seller. And every seller situation is unique as well. Sometimes price may be the most important thing. Sometimes the terms may be the most important. Other terms. So that's going to be a situation where both the buyer and the seller are going to want to have professional assistance.
Paula, you know, Redfin says Wisconsin has a 2-month supply of homes. What would a balanced inventory look like?
A balanced inventory is typically a 6-month inventory. Mm-hmm. In the Northeast area where we are at, we have about a 2.7 month inventory, which is up. So we are starting to see more new construction, more availability. The market is opening up a little bit. So I like to see those numbers climb up a little bit, but it is still definitely low at a 2.7 month inventory.
Paula Hall and Michael Sewell there with the Realtors Association of Northeast Wisconsin as we discuss market conditions for home buyers, how people in the industry handle the ups and downs. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts and experiences. The number is 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As Wisconsin home prices trend upward and supply may not keep pace with growing demand, we hear the perspective of real estate insiders about navigating these market conditions and get your insights. Call in with a question, share comments, 800-642-1234. We have Paula Hall with us, Executive Vice President of the Realtors Association of Northeast Wisconsin. And Michael Sewell is here, past president and an agent in the Green Bay and Fox Cities region. Let's bring in Marcus in Milwaukee. Marcus, hi.
Good morning, Kate. So I flipped a property with a family member. At the time we were selling it, we just were doing for sale by owner. the buyer had an agent, and it worked out to their advantage because it definitely got my family member and I interested, because they offered us double the earnest money. They came in with the mortgage pre-approval for a loan beyond what we were asking, and then they also offered us $2,000 past what the price we were asking, just so we'd hold it, so we wouldn't lose it.
Marcus, thank you for sharing that story. And Michael, that sets us up with a number of questions. One being, do you see flips going on in Wisconsin?
Well, what Marcus said is consistent with what I talked about before, about having a buyer having a real estate agent that's trying to make sure that they can put together the best offer for their particular buyer. And that particular case, it sounds like they put together a variety of issues that were beyond just what the price was, although it sounds like the price was a good price as well. And I think that that's going to be something that you're going to see, not just with for sale by owners, but with listed properties as well. And it's consistent with what I said before about working with an experienced agent to help put together each individual buyer, putting together their best offer. Sounds like it worked out well for Marcus and his family, though.
Do you have any insights on homes being renovated and then sold very quickly? What are your thoughts there?
Well, the term is the handy term is called flipping a home, buying it, rehabbing it, and putting it back on the market. And as long as I think one of the things that is important for buyers is to get a home inspection when they're purchasing a home. I think that's an important aspect. And certainly as long as there's a home inspection so that the home inspector can take a look and make sure that the rehab has been done appropriately and properly, then I don't see any issue with that particular. I think we're trying to find new inventory in a variety of ways. New construction, of course, is going to be important, but rehabbing existing homes is an important aspect in increasing our inventory as well.
Paula Hall, how do you increase inventory? What do you see as the big things that Wisconsin can do to add to the number of homes that are available and that are affordable to Wisconsinites?
That is a great question, and that has been the fight of what we've been looking at for the past few years. We have legislatively passed some things that will help us out with that, like the Main Street Residential Housing Rehabilitation Loan Program, that's giving decent loan specifics to rehab those downtown areas, right, that have, it could have been commercial or business space, but now it could be moving into a residential space and kind of opening up that. There's a lot of opportunity out there. It's just that we need to see if we can change the way that we think, possibly building more duplexes, more multifamily homes and spaces. We need to just create more options and think a little outside of the box in order to increase that inventory.
Change the way we think. Is the way we think that a single family home is only the preferred way?
I think that's probably the first way that we think about it, which there's nothing wrong with that. But in order to really get some inventory out there, we need to think of all of the options, not just a few.
Michael, we see that the average interest rate on a 30-year mortgage is roughly 6.6%. That's down from a November high of nearly 8%. How much should people weigh current interest rates when buying?
Well, it depends on a lot of different factors. Interest rates, obviously, are very important to first-time home buyers and many, many home buyers. I think what we're going to see, one of the things that's going to help our inventory over the next several years is this concept of what they're talking about, the silver tsunami, which is people over the age of 50, the boomer generation, is starting to put their properties back on the market. Now, that's 20 or 30 million between 20 and 30 million homes. And it's not all going to hit at once. In fact, I like to think of it more as a glacier type move than a tsunami, which comes all at once. But I think we're going to see an increase in homes over the next 10 to 15 years. That it's going to be a natural increase that way. Now, those individuals probably don't have to worry about interest rates because they have enough equity in their homes to, when they're downsizing, to purchase for cash. So that's not going to be affected by interest rates. But I think interest rates are going to continue to remain low. I would not be surprised to see them throughout 2024 to be in the low sixes, maybe even dip into the high fives. And I think that that's going to stabilize over 2024. And then I think that'll be beneficial to home buyers and home sellers alike.
Let's take a call at 800-642-1234. Jerry in Neillsville. Jerry, hi. Hi, Jerry. Can you hear us? Oh, I think we've lost Jerry, who has a question about a loan. Their daughter selling their house and wondering about an offer they received from a realtor. Jerry, maybe we can try to get you back in just a moment. But Paula, you know, for someone who maybe is a first-time buyer, how do you compete with all cash offers?
That might be a better question posed to Michael, who's more in the field. I would not technically work with the buyers.
Michael, what are your thoughts on all cash offers and how to put in, you know, competitive offers when you don't have everything up front?
Well, an all cash offer is certainly looks good when you come in that way and say, I've got all cash in this situation. Sometimes having all cash, though, may not be quite what it looks like, which is, again, why you want professional help through this situation. We've seen situations where all cash is coming from, you know, Uncle Ed, and Uncle Ed at the last minute decides maybe his money should be used somewhere else, and those deals can fall apart. So we want to make sure that we're getting adequate proof of funds and things like that with an all cash offer. But basically, at the closing table, every transaction is cash for the seller. The money comes in; it may be coming in partially from the buyer and partially from the bank, but it is cash. So as long as you're coming in with a strong loan program with a good down payment and pre-approvals, like Marcus talked about earlier with his buyer, then there shouldn't be a problem with competing against an all cash offer, because as I said, at the table, ultimately the seller gets all cash regardless.
What is keeping home values climbing in Wisconsin?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Inventory.
Oh, okay. Paula, go ahead. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're just seeing home prices keep going up and up. What is causing that?
I would say that would primarily is the lack of inventory.
Okay.
When you have less on that market, you know, those prices are going to increase. And until that starts to have a larger inventory, we will see prices start to stabilize.
Paula, what expectations should buyers have when hiring a realtor? What should they be looking for?
I just moved to the east side of the state. I was located in central Wisconsin, and I moved last March. And I hired a realtor to sell my house, and I hired a realtor to be my buyer's agent in the Northeast industry. And it was very important to me because of their knowledge of, and I've been in this industry for over 20 years. I'm very knowledgeable of how things work. But working with an active agent, an active realtor in the field that has so much knowledge of all of the different industries that touch a home sale, you've got title, you've got lending. And of course, then you've got working with buyers and sellers was completely important to me. And I couldn't imagine doing it without it. I'm sure I would have had a terrible deal working on my own.
Okay. So in terms of commissions, Michael, what drives the price of commission for realtors?
Well, commissions are always negotiable with regard to depending on what the services are. Not every real estate company is the same, and certainly not every agent is the same. So based on the services that are provided and based on the services that the seller is looking for, the commission can be negotiated with the agent and with the firm that you're working with. So you're not going to see a consistent commission from company to company because different companies are going to offer different levels of services. What a seller needs to look at is what services are important to them, what does that agent provide for them, and then working that through the commission at that point.
We only have about 10 seconds left. Paula, what is the easiest way to improve curb appeal in the dead of winter?
probably keep up your outside shovel.
Right. Well, Paula and Michael, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for having us, Kate.
Michael Sewell, realtor and past president of the Realtors Association of Northeast Wisconsin. Paula Hall, executive vice president of the Realtors Association of Northeast Wisconsin. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.